Thank you, Mr. Chair. Apologies, first of all, for some confusion with the speakers list. It's quite hard for us to communicate here on the podium through these screens that are here as well. Thank you for comments and questions. As I mentioned, the colleagues in UNOG, the decisions that were taken in 2018, obviously none of the three measures that are being proposed now are aimed at revising or revisiting any of the decisions from 2018. The main purpose of these three proposed measures from our finance colleagues was to basically seek more guidance from you as to, you know, these specific technical questions that they have encountered over the last couple of years of actually implementing these particular decisions from 2018. In terms of the questions, I think it was the delegations of Cuba, Brazil that were referring to credits. It has always been the case that states parties can request their credits to either to be returned to them or for their credits to be carried forwards to contribute to their next assessed contribution. So that's always been something that's been possible. Both before and after 2018 as well. You simply need to send an email to our finance colleagues here at UNOG, and that can be done. In terms, I think, the US, when we were talking just now about Measure 2, I think the point here is that the original measure from 2018, which is paragraph 21E, it says, requested the United Nations office at Geneva to send invoices at least 90 days prior to the start of the year. If you look at proposed measure two, it says basically the same thing. It says before the start of the financial period. The additional thing with the proposed measure two is the second part of proposed measure two, where it says or 60 days after the states parties have adopted the budget for the next financial period. And that's to deal, as I mentioned, with a situation in a normal year where we have the year prior to the review conference, where the cost estimates would not be adopted until late in the year. That's to address that particular issue there. I hope that's addressed the questions posed to me. As I said at the beginning, I mean, we in the ISU do not manage the accounts. We are not financial experts. We rely on our colleagues here in UNOG Financial Services to do all of that for us. So I can pass on any more detailed questions to them and get back to delegations, or I can try and arrange meetings if delegations want to have them to ask more detailed technical questions with the colleagues in UNOG Financial Services, because at the end of the day, we rely on them and their advice to us and their expertise in managing the accounts. Thank you, Mr. Chair.